Week 3, Day 3. Today's scripture is Genesis 41. After 2 whole years, Pharaoh dreamed he was standing by the Nile. And behold, there came up out of the Nile 7 cows, attractive and plump, and they fed in the reed grass. And behold, 7 other cows, ugly and thin, came up out of the Nile after them, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the Nile. And the ugly, thin cows came and ate up the 7 attractive plump cows, and Pharaoh awoke. And he fell asleep and dreamed a second time, and behold, 7 ears of grain, plump and good, were growing on one stalk. And behold, after them sprouted 7 ears, thin and blighted by the east wind, and their thin ears swallowed up the 7 plump full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. So in the morning his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none who could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, "I remember my offenses today, when Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me and the chief baker in custody in the house of the captain of the guard. We dreamed on that same night, he and I each having a dream with its own interpretation. A young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard. When we told him, he interpreted our dreams to us, giving an interpretation to each man according to his dream. And as he interpreted to us, so it came about. I was restored to my office, and the banker was hanged." Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they quickly brought him up out of the pit. And when he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came in before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I have had a dream, and there's no one who can interpret it. I have heard it said of you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it." Joseph answered Pharaoh, "It is not me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer." Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Behold, in my dream I was standing on the banks of the Nile. 7 cows, plump and attractive, came up out of the Nile and fed on the reed of the grass. 7 other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and thin, such as I have never seen in all the land of Egypt. And the thin, ugly cows ate up the first 7 plump cows. But when they had eaten, no one would have known that they had eaten them, for they were still ugly as the beginning. Then I awoke. I also saw in my dream 7 ears growing on one stalk, full and good. 7 ears withered, thin, and blighted by the east wind sprouted after them. And the thin ears swallowed up the 7 good ears. And I told it to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me." Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good cows are 7 years. The 7 good ears are 7 years. The dreams are one. The 7 lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years. The 7 empty ears blighted by the east wind are also 7 years of famine. It is as I told Pharaoh, God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do. There will come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. But after them, there will arise 7 years of famine, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. The famine will consume the land, and the plenty will be unknown in the land by reason of the famine that will follow, for it will be very severe." And the doubling of Pharaoh's dream means that the thing is fixed by God, and God will shortly bring it about. Now therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh proceed to appoint overseers over the land and take 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt during those 7 plentiful years, and let them gather all the food of these good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh for food for the cities, and let them keep it. That food shall be a reserve for the land against the 7 years of famine that will occur in the land of Egypt, so that the land may not perish through the famine. This proposal pleased Pharaoh and all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find a man like this in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regards to the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh took his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and clothed him in garments of fine linen, and put his gold chain around his neck, and he made him ride in his second chariot. And they called out before him, "Bow the knee." Thus he set him over all the land of Egypt. Moreover, Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no one shall lift up hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zephaneth, and he gave him in marriage to Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. So Joseph went out over the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of the Pharaoh and went through all the land of Egypt. During the 7 plentiful years, the earth produced abundantly, and he gathered up all the food from those 7 years which occurred in the land of Egypt, and put the food in the cities. And he put every city the food from the fields around it. And Joseph stored up grain in great abundance, like the sands of the sea, until he ceased to measure it, for it could not be measured. Before the year of famine came, 2 sons were born to Joseph. Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore them to him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for, he said, "God has made me forget all my hardships from my father's house." And the name of the second, Ephraim, for God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. The 7 years of plenty that occurred in the land of Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began to come, as Joseph had said. There was famine in all the lands, but in all the lands of Egypt there was bread. When all the lands of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph. What he says to do, do." So when the famine had spread over all the land, Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians, for the famine was severe in the land of Egypt. Moreover, all the earth came to Egypt to Joseph to buy grain, because the famine was severe over all the earth. God Filled in the Gap by Nick Loudon. I've been in worship ministry for the better part of 14 years. I've played guitar, bass, piano, and even drums a few times, pretty poorly, I'm going to add. 14 years of playing worship music regularly can make playing on a Sunday morning feel like riding a bike. But on this particular Sunday that I'm going to tell you about, that was not the case. I'm 20 years old, I'm tuning up my guitar, and I'm getting ready to actually sing and play on this specific Sunday. I'm a bit more nervous than usual. I don't really sing, but I'm prepared. I've been preparing for years, if you think about it. I am going to be singing and playing the song How He Loves by David Crowder. And I know the song like the back of my hand. You know, what could go wrong? Well, I'll tell you. I'm not getting on stage at Grove Church in San Diego. I'm not getting on any stage in another church in San Diego. I'm going to be on stage at a festival in a small town on the Amazon River in Brazil. I'm on a mission trip, and the church in this town has put on a festival and decides that the one kid on the mission trip who knows how to play guitar, me, should get on stage and lead worship. This town has a population of about 2,500 people, and every single one of them is at this festival. There are 2,500 people in the crowd. When I get on stage, it hits me. This is going to be bad. I can't sing, and there are a ton of people here. You know, no amount of preparedness can make this go well. And just like that, I started the song, and the crowd raises an amazing chorus of joyful praise, hands raised, heartfelt worship. I've never seen anything like it. As prepared as I was still inadequate. So God filled in the gap. 2 years of waiting in prison, Joseph is not idle. He's prepared. He knows the dream that God gave him, and he's clung to it. And what do you know? He isn't just interpreting another dream of a random prisoner. He's called up to talk to the big man himself, the Grand Poobah of Egypt, if you will. Like I felt, I'm sure Joseph knows he has done his preparation. He's been faithful, but he has to be thinking that this could go bad. One wrong word or mistake, and his life could be over because of the Pharaoh. But God fills in the gaps. God honors Joseph's preparedness. He brings his dream to fulfillment. God can do everything in a moment. All we need to do is be prepared and available for God to work through us. Question 1. What dream or opportunity have you been waiting on but haven't been preparing for? Question 2. Where in your life do you feel like you're waiting in prison and no idea what's next? Question 3. When has God brought you into something you didn't really feel ready for? And how did He show up? Daily prayer. Lord, Your timing is perfect. There's nothing I can do to force Your will. You hold it all in Your hand. I choose today to rest in Your truth. Not my will, but Yours be done. Amen.